Hidey-ho, motherfuckers. It is time another subpar party scene. My name is Stumpy.
My name is Cole.
Nailed it, mate.
Yes!
Dead on. Mate, we smashed it that time. People didn't believe, that's the thing. We are doing our best to do weekly RLCS podcasts, right? So focused episodes. I reckon we can do it.
I'll give us a week.
You think this one and that's it?
I reckon this one, and then week four of RLCS, and then post-LAN.
Okay, I'm up for that. that sounds very us. So we're going to be chatting about the results from that, obviously, but like not all boring and stuff. Like I think there's some people who just might want to listen to like boring results and whatever, but that ain't us, son. We're going to be looking at the drama surrounding any particular week, and Cole, my God, in true Psionics fashion, there has been drama literally just around the system of how to book tickets. Do you want to let everybody know the week we've been having?
Yeah, so basically mine and Stumpy's usual relationship is he is the moany, ranty, opinionated one, very sexual, and I am the more down-to-earth, the more placid. I'm the person who sort of prods you to get the rage out of you in a succinct and intelligent way, right?
Yeah.
This week, that's been flipped on its head. I was away on Saturday, unfortunately. I was out all day. But whenever I checked my phone, I was getting more and more annoyed. I was airsofting with my friends. It's like paintball, but with plastic thingies. It was a lovely day out. But there was Psionics and Rocket League stuff rumbling. Basically, what this has all led to, and I'll get to what has led me to there in a second. What this has led to is me messaging Stumpy over Discord a few days ago and saying, Stumpy, can we record a podcast? I want to record a podcast. There's stuff that I want to get off my chest. Is this how you feel all the time? How do you live like this? It's horrible. My fucking hands were shaking.
You were literally shooketh.
I was literally shooketh.
You were shooketh.
So do you want me to jump into it then? What's going on?
I think so. So the header that we've got is Psionics, quote, forget to reveal the floor plan ahead of time. But why is that such a big issue?
So a little bit of context, right? We fucking carried, I say we, I mean everyone that was at the front line of Team 104 back in Season 5, we carried Rocket League's sweet little ass to the front pages of esports events everywhere and sort of news. Everyone going, check out the crowd, it's so great, esports is fantastic.
Honorary mentions, Rams, Crafters, Jay, Striker, Roman, Yumi, CJ, all those guys were at the front. They were chanting, they were beer chugging, they were having a great time.
And so many other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that, Psionics were like, come down to Vegas, we will love you. And they sort of made it all very fanny. Fanny.
Mm-hmm. That means bum in America.
That's true, it does mean bum in America. They were basically saying, look, we want this to be as Landon-y as possible. It was a real thing that happened in London, right?
It was amazing.
And then in wherever the fuck it was after that, New York,
New Jersey.
New Jersey. It didn't happen. So that's fair enough. It's an American one. You know, it's going to be going to be crap. And then this time, finally, after a year and a half, it was June 2018, the last time that Europe had a chance to host an RLCS. Mm-hmm. The subpar community, and I'm sure various other communities, Rival, Rocket Baguette, all those guys have been waiting a year and a half to get another chance to keep up the good work they did in London. And Psionics said on Friday night that tickets were coming out tomorrow. That's brilliant. They're putting tickets out on the start of the RLCS season, exactly as we've requested.
It's the earliest we've ever been able to buy them. And I made sure to put our tweet out in amongst all of this, just saying thank you. That is a good thing.
Brilliant.
That is a thing that should be rewarded by saying we are able to buy tickets earlier than we've ever been able to in any other season. So Psionics, massive thumbs up for that one.
Great start. They started strongly. And they said in that tweet to make sure you tune into the broadcast, implying that tickets would be released in tandem with the broadcast going out. Okay, still, so far, so good. But Reddit sleuths discovered that they were actually going out at 3 p.m. UK time. I don't know how they figured that out. They looked in the Spanish version of the website or something.
Yeah, so it was on ticketmaster.es, right? So the Spanish one, you then go to events and then esports. Then it said RLCS, Rocket League World Championships, Madrid. You click on that, and then it said in Spanish, ticket sales live at 4 p.m. which is 3 p.m. UK time.
Yeah.
But then you click on it, it says view info, and you went through and it showed you nothing on the page. So basically, in the Discord, we were waiting with bated breath at 3 p.m. UK time to buy these tickets.
But you've jumped forward there, because before then, from the Reddit revealed, we were thinking, wait a minute, which stand is the new 104? Is it going to be? Is there going to be a 104? How do we convene with all the different communities, with your rivals, with your Rocket Baguettes, with your subpars? Mm-hmm. How do we tell everyone? Look, if you want to chant, if you want to be creative with atmosphere, come to this place.
Mm-hmm. Which we did for Landon, by the way.
That's yes, exactly. It was all choreographed. Landon. That's why it was so good. Yep. On the RL Chance Twitter, I made a tweet saying, "Hi, RL Esports. We're looking forward to buying tickets tomorrow, but we don't know the floor plan. Can you make it public, please, so we can plan which stand is the new Team 104, please?" No response to that. Got 141 likes and a bunch of comments saying, "At Psyonix, at whatever, please tell us so we can do this."
At many members of Psyonix. Not having a go at anybody in particular, obviously.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of stuff pushed towards a load of the guys from Psyonix.
And then we pretty much heard nothing over the course of the next 24 hours or so. So, this is while I was away. Stumpy, do you want to explain what you did then? Because this is where you take over.
I remember seeing a while ago when the location was announced, the Palacio Vigrazia or something, which, by the way, Leaf on the broadcast last night fucking nailed. You could tell he practiced it.
Yeah, I bet.
And he got it out. And then annoyingly, he like stumbled the next word.
No.
He was shocked that he got it perfect. But you know what? Fair play, Leaf. I respect it. I remember seeing the floor plan from a previous event. And basically, it's got like a court in the middle. And then it's like a circular arena. So it's all the way around. And previously, it's been like a rectangle, but all surrounded. This time, it's a circle and all surrounded. So a little bit different. And so I asked in the Discord, and I was like, right, guys, going off this picture, where do we think is best? And basically, at the bottom of the picture, on the side of the court that's in this previous picture, I thought, let's go for these two, because the one above there on the other side, that had one section that was cut off for some reason. So I thought, most area, let's go for sections 8 and sections 9 on the bottom. I circled it, I put a tweet out saying, urgent RLCS seating plans, using current information, we decided to book our tickets for section 8 with overflow into section 9. If you'd like to join us to chant and lose your voices, book quickly and RT to share. Let's get a huge crowd going for season 8. Ah, ta-da, etc.
So then that stayed, that was the current knowledge for about an hour until the tickets actually came out. And then I literally just shut my phone at about 3 going, oh, I wonder if it all went through smoothly. I go on the subpar Discord and it's a fucking nightmare in there. I've been added by Stumpy saying, Cole, I'm panicking, help. And obviously I'm like, mate, I can't help you.
The website, by the way, just froze for me. Like, you go on the thing to buy the ticket. And it loads you up to the interactive like map where you can like you know when you get a cinema.
Yeah. You click on your seats.
Yeah. So I had that originally. I went to book the front 4 seats, and then it told me off because I had to book all 5 because I couldn't leave one on the end. Which I sort of get. I can understand that. That's sort of not
a standard thing.
Got it about. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A standard thing.
Fair enough. So then I click the 5th one, go to buy, and then somebody has then bought one of those tickets. I want to call something out here. Grandy from our community,
fuck
you little
you,
shite. So then I then clicked back a few to then like wait till I could then find 4 in a row. Ended up going for row 5 in section C. And then I went to check out. And you know when you click a button and normally like, you see at the top it's like loading across or whatever?
Yeah.
I clicked it, button grayed out, nothing happened. I was like, wait, right, what's going on here? And I refreshed it. And then it took me to the page where it just told me the ticket prices and the map just didn't load.
Mm.
I was like, what? And everyone at this point is atting me saying, where are we sitting? And I'm like, right, guys.
Because
give me a minute.
What we've forgotten to say is that, you know, you sort of made the thing of 8 and 9 saying we'll go with that to the best of our knowledge. There was no 8. There was no 9. The system that they were using for the stadium was different to the old picture that we had. Instead of having a full circle, they only have half a circle, which is a fair decision. I like that. I like the fact that that half is going to be packed as fuck. Mm-hmm. So basically, the second the tickets came out, everyone in the subpar community decided, let's do Sector C. Mm-hmm. So you got tickets for Sector C. You put out a tweet on RL Chant saying, Sector C instead, lads. Go, 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 go.
No, that
go.
Was you. That wasn't me. I was too busy buying. That was you.
Me? That might not have been. That might have been Rams or Stryker.
I might have been somebody else. Maybe
Rams. It was me and I forgot. I don't think that was me, though. I don't think that was me.
It looks like a you kind of tweet.
Yeah, but no. That was when I was still out.
Yeah, definitely wasn't
weird.
Me.
Weird. Must have been Rams. So basically, in the subpar community, we all quickly decided Sector C. But that means, all this has meant that I know that the Eternal J wasn't able to get tickets because the news of the fact that it was coming out at 3 p.m. and not post-broadcast didn't come to him. I don't know if Rocket Baguette and the rival lot are going to be with us.
I have no idea.
I don't know if all the people that are in Sector C are there to chant, or if fucking half of them don't have a clue what's going on and they'll be sat there looking glum as we're making noise, just ruining the atmosphere. It is crippled from the off, and I am so frustrated at that, because there was no reason for it for to be. People in our Discord were like saying, look, we're making the best of adversity. But why is there this adversity? There was no reason for there to be any adversity. All they had to do was say, look, the floor plan's gonna look like this. We recommend this as a loud stand. Done. It's nonsensical. Now, I know you wanted happy ranting, but I'm really tilting.
No, it's fine. Wait, what was the words I used before we started recording this?
Fun rants, I believe.
I said comedy moans and all that.
Yeah, no, sorry, mate.
So, my thought with this is, and I think it's a saving grace, to be honest, in a weird silver lining kind of way.
Please.
The fact that the tickets went on sale, and only we knew because of our Discord, and only some people on the esports Reddit knew, because it was posted there, that it was going to be early tickets.
True.
It is the hardcore. For Sector C, indeed. Yeah. Sector A, B, C, and D basically got booked out straight away. That's like a seating bit in front of like your normal stand, which I believe will be plastic chairs and whatever. So my thought is, it's only the hardcore that would have known the tickets would have been out on sale early and therefore have bought those early seats. Because then, when it went live, when Leaf announced it on the broadcast, those tickets, A, B, C, and D, were already fully booked out. So I think that's a saving grace in one way or another, that only the hardcore actually knew about it. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but for silver linings, that's the best I could come up with.
I can imagine Psyonix listening to this podcast now and going, that was our plan all along. Come on,
hey,
you gotta trust
us. I'll go with that. I'll go with it. Fuck it, why not? So obviously, that was the whole thing. That was more of a localized bit of outrage, and I personally don't think it'll be as much of a drama as that. I think it will still be good because of my silver lining. It equally might be shite. We'll find out. But basically, don't play subpar or EU if the atmosphere is shite.
Yeah, we'll try.
But there was also... Now, Carl, this is something else that got your goat. A stealth announcement that the arena was going to be Spanish-only casting with English broadcast. Sorry, with the English casting being on the Twitch broadcast only.
Yeah, so again, this all happened while I was out. So may I throw to you to tell the chronological story of this? And then there's something very specific which has got my go, which I'll get to at the end.
So by standard thoughts... going by Amsterdam, obviously London is a little bit different because it's an English-speaking country anyway. But when it's been in a foreign-speaking country, basically the one time, it has been an English broadcast. It has been, sorry, an English within the arena. So it's been your standard guys who are on the normal RLCS who do an incredible, lovely job, and we love all of them, right? But it was stealthily announced that it was going to be Spanish-only on-site commentary because it's in Spain, with English being on the Twitch and YouTube streams. That's basically as much as we know, and as far as I'm aware, it was not actually said on the main broadcast either. So I don't think it was even said on the Twitch stream over this last weekend. It was only in a little sort of addendum, almost, within the Palacio Vista Ligre announcement of the location and the seats and stuff. Because why has that annoyed you so much? Because I know that me and you aren't necessarily against it being done entirely in Spanish.
I think it's actually genuinely, I think it's something that all the people that are in Sector C and D, all the hardcore, they're going to buy into it. If the announcer going, see, we're all going to go see, and there's lots of fun, new, interesting jokes that can be made from that. I think it's a really cool thing. My beef is in how they announced it. So, professionally, before I sort of went full-time with this, as well as technical authoring, which is sort of a very obviously technical way of writing, you have to sort of use as few words as possible. I also did copywriting, which is a lot more fragrant in its language. You know, you're being a lot more creative with words. You're making everything that you say seem amazing and brilliant. And the copywriter in me cringed when I saw how Psyonix announced this. They said, well, the main Twitch and YouTube broadcast will bring you the action in English. Please note that the on-site commentary and show at Palacio Vista Alegre will be done entirely in Spanish. Please note is not how you announce an exciting new change.
It is a specific gripe.
Because I use that term as a technical author. That's the technical author part of my training that sort of lit up there. Please note is when you say, Please note, this feature may be greyed out over the next few months while we work on the next update. It's a known issue. It's how you announce a known issue is please note.
It's a bug.
It's a bug, yeah. They've announced it like a bug. But it's not. It's a great thing. It's exciting. We're buying into Spain. So I've mocked up a sort of potential piece of copy that they could have used that I feel maybe could have alleviated some of the frustrations that people had on Twitter had they gone gung-ho and announced it like this. So can you be my target audience, Sumpy? And okay. You're currently annoyed at this, just in character, right?
Oh.
If you'd heard this instead, maybe you can say if this would have just tweaked you a little bit. So,
okay.
Carl's Spanish casting announcement copy. The RLCS is heading to Madrid, and to celebrate, we're turning the entire event into a full-on Spanish fiesta. We're thrilled to announce that all casting inside the arena will be in Spanish, giving you all a taste of what makes the country's announcers world famous. Did someone say, goal? And then a section on meeting the talent. So these guys will guide you through the event.
I like it. I'm in. Sí. Oh, Palacio. Vista Alegre. I think that's much better. Just like, the one thing that got on my nerves about this, that isn't necessarily about the please note, just the way that it was just a short little addendum.
Yeah.
Is that putting myself in the shoes of one of these Spanish casters.
Yeah.
Or one of the hosts or the desk chat talent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Fuck me. I would feel so underappreciated, undervalued.
Yeah.
If my first time casting a world broadcast event by literally the creators of Rocket League, the game that I'm so passionate about.
Yeah.
And they said, please note. And they didn't even say these are the people. Even if they don't know who the people are that they're going to have, they could then put at the end of yours, instead of meet the talent, they say, talent announcement will be done shortly and we'll let you know all about them.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something like that. And I think personally, it does such an unfortunate disservice. And obviously, it's not meant in that way. It's never meant to be a case of, oh, we're just going to do this as a throwaway thing. So I imagine they're also excited about it.
Mm.
But I think it is such a shame, and I feel awful for the Spanish guys, because I don't know them. I don't know who these Spanish casters are at all.
Like,
we had to ask our Discord and ask our Twitch chat who could be casting this, because we know obviously we have these Sam guys with El General, etc. But we don't necessarily know that there's going to be, like, who is going to be the ones casting it. And it could have just been done so much better and so much more tact.
We also don't know if the current broadcasters, Leaf and the gang, if they're coming over to Spain at all, or if they're going to be, somebody suggested on Twitter, I think it was Murphy, said that they might be broadcasting from their studio in LA. We don't know if that's the case. There's a lot of questions here that
which we're
going to
reserve outrage for until we know what's actually happening. There's no point getting annoyed about stuff like
I'm not
that
annoyed
before we know yet. Oh, no, I'm just saying, just generally.
Fair enough.
I think people get annoyed about things that we don't know about. Like,
and I think the
fake outrage.
I think a lot of people, I think a lot of people heard people on Twitter saying they were frustrated by this, and they instantly leapt to English-speaking people are entitled without thinking why. Are they annoyed at what's happened? And don't get me wrong, some people, no doubt, would have gone, fuck that, I don't want to hear those Spaniards, I'll speak English.
Like some people,
there are some, of course.
Some people got on my nerves when they were saying, well, I don't know if I'm going to go now. Fuck off.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Like, that's just dumb. Like, if you're going to go, you're going to go. Don't let the in-house commentary change your entire plans for it. Like, you're there for the atmosphere, ultimately. I don't think it's going to be the end of the world. But I'm also not as optimistic about it as you are for various reasons.
Can I ask why?
Like with crowd interactions and whatever. I think there's going to be just an inherent lack of something, and there didn't necessarily need to be that inherent lack of something. But at the same time, I would love to be wrong. It's one of those ones where I'm so happy to be wrong on this. I love for it to be amazing.
Yeah.
And actually, all these Spanish casters are fucking sick. And you have that, the atmosphere of a Spanish football game where everyone's just going fucking nuts and just having the best time of their lives. I'd
Flares.
Really like that. Yeah, exactly. And
effigies.
People being set on fire. And, and stuff. And Messi getting kicked through the head. Whatever else.
I mean, Barcelona are there. Well, they may be there if they qualify. So that could be some spiciness in Madrid.
Yeah. So I think it won't be the end of the world. Equally, if you're planning on going, just go. Don't be a pussy.
That is pussyish.
But also, just communication. I think it comes down to a lot of these things. It's communication. Why were things like this not said? And I think some people might see this as very entitled. And if you're one of those people, I can see what you mean. That it seems like a very entitled thing. But at the same time, there is no reason for this not to be known right now. There's no, as far as we know, of course, there's no overarching thing that means they can't say, that they can't change that paragraph to say something much more exciting, where they can't release the floor plan or just say, when, not even a picture, and just say, we think the best section for you chanters who want to get up and get loud because it's game day. You guys will want to be going to section C and D.
Yeah.
That's going to be closest to the action. Not a picture needed.
Make it semi-official rather than us having to fight them. I feel like we've fought Psyonix over something that should have been a celebration. I don't know why we were suddenly embroiled in a fight. I didn't want to be embroiled in a fight.
I'm sure you
didn't either, right? But suddenly that's how it's happened, and it's just such an upsetting thing. Again, we're very much at risk of going on a Psyonix rant here, but it does come down to communication. Once again, the Spanish thing, communication. The floor plan thing, communication. Everything that's got our goat so far has been because there is a severe lapse in comunicado oficiale. Yeah, exactly. There's been a severe lapse in knowing their logic to us actually sort of changing our lives and changing our plans to do things.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we've got all of that out of our system, which I hope we have.
I'm a happy coal again. Thank you.
And if you guys have any opinions about this, as ever, this is going to be on Spotify. It's going to be on iTunes. It's going to be on YouTube as well. And we also post it to the eSports subreddit. So hi, if you're from there, how's it going? Hope you're doing
well.
Hello. You're one of the hardcore that we spoke about earlier.
Virgin.
you're a virgin. I'm sorry. Reply on YouTube. Reply on Reddit. And let us know your opinions. Because if we have completely misread what everybody's feeling, then we'd love to know that. And maybe we are the vast minority with our community. But yeah, I'd love to know. So please let us know on there. Otherwise, yeah. Cole, some yeah. games happened and that in
what?
North America. I know, mental. Firstly, I was absolutely buzzing for RLCS to come back. Like, Season 7, I was a little bit lackluster. I knew I wasn't going to land. Obviously, we had our viewing party here, which was fantastic. But I was a little bit lackluster about it. For whatever reason, I just wasn't super excited for it to be happening. I don't know why. Maybe because it felt quite samey, but I just didn't have that childlike enthusiasm, like the night before Christmas.
Was this just the LAN or the RLCS as a whole? Like,
I think
league
just kicking it off, to be honest. Like, I was just a bit like, meh, it's happening. It's an inevitable. It's going to happen.
Yeah, okay.
But I feel like going into Season 8, we've got a new org in North America. We have new orgs in EU. It seems like there's just new things happening. The peeps are there too. Also, Pittsburgh Knights, which, by the way, Achieve messed up so many times. And I feel so bad for him. Because every time he went, the peeps, Knights. That was quite funny. But yeah, there's just so much like new stuff happening. And we were streaming beforehand. Oh, I streamed beforehand this week, but me and Cole will be streaming beforehand for every week. And we did predictions, right, with the Twitch chat of the games just leading up to RLCS, right? So if you want to be there for those predictions, come by twitch.tv/subparbitnhd. Every week before RLCS, we're going to be doing a little stream, doing our predictions and talking through it with chat and seeing why we're wrong, lol. But Cole, did you catch much of NA RLCS?
Not really, no. Saturday was the day I was pretty much out. I managed to catch some of it, but not fully committed to it, unfortunately. So you're gonna have to carry me for this section. But as far as I'm aware, everything pretty much went to plan, other than maybe the first result of the day.
Yeah, basically. So I'll try and compare this to my predictions that I made on stream. So the first game was Pittsburgh Knights versus Ghost, and this is Pittsburgh Knights previously Peeps, who fucking won DreamHack Montreal, which was pretty ridiculous. They just sort of smashed through every team going. They ended up taking home the trophy there. And so they were like the most high-pressure situation going into week one, first game of Season 8.
Do you know who Pittsburgh Knights remind me of as a playstyle? Obviously a much scaled-up version of Method circa Gfinity Elite Series. Remember how we used to always say they used to just swarm their opponents with crazy double commits and like suicidal leaps in from the side? I went from what I did see of NA, and I watched the Rogue game, they were bloody double committing like mental. Yeah. They were not playing properly. They were just fast, a bit crackheady. Mm-hmm. But it's currently working with Pittsburgh
to an extent.
Well, I mean, I guess they lost against Ghost. Yeah, fair.
Yeah. But then also later on, they're 3-0 Rogue. So yeah, it does work in some way. So I predicted Pittsburgh Knights would take it to 5 and they'd end up winning it just because they are ultimately a very strong team, but they are a bit crackheady.
Yeah.
But Ghost do have that, like, the thought behind it, where they're thinking, we know how these guys are going to play. They're going to be mental. Mm. Let's just like try and slow it down a bit so they can't be mental.
Is that how
it played
out?
Love to play.
Was it fast against slow, this game against
Well, Coast? They were attempting to play. Pittsburgh Knights were attempting just to fucking crackhead it out.
Yeah.
And then like one player would like just lure two in and then bop it middle.
Perfect.
And it's like, oh, that's like 2v1.
I love that.
And I love that there's an actual contrast in play styles in the RLCS. It's a beautiful thing.
So they Ghost end up winning that 3-1. And that was, I think, like you said at the start, basically the only upset that we saw.
Yeah.
Like Pittsburgh Knights jump ahead 2 games. They then beat Rogue 3-0. But the games weren't a gigantic like fuck about for Rogue necessarily. Just looking at the score real quick. It was 3-2 with an overtime, 3-0, then a 2-1. So relatively close games. Middle one was a little bit of a blowout with a 3-0. But it didn't seem like they were... Rogue had just like thrown it all away. I still think Rogue can be strong, and I think they are going to do pretty well this season. But Pittsburgh Knights obviously ended up just beating them 3-0, which is sort of fair enough. That was just a big old game for them, so fair play. They're warmed up. Fruity in the chat said they were going to be warmed up, by that game as well. Because Fruity came in to do some predictions, and he said, yeah, they're going to be warmed up by game 3. They're going to 3-0.
But in the subpar chat was this?
Yeah.
It's cool. Twitch.tv/subpubnhd officially endorsed by Fruity, who plays for that team.
Yeah.
Good.
I loved how many mispronunciations.
I know. I want to make a montage of reciprocity mispronunciations.
It's so good. Okay, so the second game, just we can blast through NA and get on to EU. Birds and Bees versus G2. It was 3-1 to G2. G2, again, I think they're going to be... I said it on stream, but I think they're going to be the top team in NA this season. Unless, it's basically going to come down to the NRG versus G2 game. Whoever wins that goes unbeaten in the season, and whoever loses that one, they're going to be second, I think. But I think G2 will.
Sorry, mate, off topic. What the fuck have you been measuring on your desk? I'm just looking at you now, and you're fiddling. You're proper fingering a measuring tape. What is it?
A tape measure, as most people call it.
Yeah, that one of them.
I've been in the market for a new penis, you see.
Right.
So I've been measuring that. And I've been looking to get a new mouse mat, like an RGB key charging.
You got a tape measure for a mouse mat?
Yeah, to see how fucking long it will be. Why is that weird?
Because that's so specific. Just fucking buy a mouse mat, mate. Amazon mouse mat. Cheapest one, bish bash bosh.
No, because did you not hear the words that I said before mouse mat?
I blocked them out. Say them again.
I'll concentrate this time. Okay, no, that's it, mate.
Tell me about your ways.
I'm gonna buy. I want to try and find a nice desk size. That's why I need this.
Okay.
Tape measure. Wait, you can hear it. Hang on.
Oh, that's
ASMR. That was nice. Hang on.
Oh,
that's good. I want to find a desk size, one with key charging for my phone. And I also get a wireless mouse, maybe, but I'm not too sure on that.
You can try my wireless mouse next time you come over if you want. If you want to have a little feel.
No, it needs to be like the wireless charging you want as well. Like, does yours charge with like batteries or like with a cable?
No, it's got a cable thing. So I think it's certainly got an internal battery in there if you want to try it.
I want it with a key wireless charging one, mate. Oh. So it like charges wirelessly as well. So you just put it in the corner of your mouse mat and it charges.
I don't know if mine does have that if you have the peripheral with it, though. It's a G502 Maybe. Wireless. Give it a goog.
That's a good mouse, that.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a good mouse. It's like, I think, the most bought gaming mouse because literally everybody just recommends it.
Makes sense. Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. Good mouse.
Sorry, you were saying about...
I've got a Razer Taipan for now, by the way. I don't know if you can see it. There it is.
Nice.
Nice white mouse. I've got the black version. I just decided to buy the white one because I thought it was quite nice.
Speaking of mouse... We're still over in NA. Shame, because that link would have been great.
That would have been really good. Let's do these results real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Ghost 03 versus Cloud9, obviously. Cloud9 are just dirty with how good they are. Gimmick was just made me want to cry with joy with seeing him play again.
Good.
It's just so pretty and just so nice. And also, just the lads, Tormate and Squishy, just having a good time. Being like, just punt it at Gimmick, see what he does.
They do have a laugh, don't they?
They do have a laugh. And then NRG versus Space Station. NRG, so that's going to be the first game with Turbo on their side, which is cool. I think that's great. I love that now the best team in NA, or one of the best teams in NA, is 1/3 EU. So good on them. And they ended up going 3-1 versus Space Station, who made, obviously this is a little bit old news, probably one of the worst decisions ever, dropping Tatsu. which is good. So I think at the bottom of the table this season in RLCS and NA, bottom will be Birds and Bees and Space Station.
That's to be fair, though, Space Station Gaming did bring in Arsenal, which means they're guaranteed to finish fourth.
Very nice.
It's a very specific football joke there.
It is, but I like it, though. I only got one correct this week, and that was Cloud9 versus Ghost. That was my one correct prediction with a 3-0.
They're the ones. This is the exact score. You got other results right. You're not that bad, are you?
Oh, no. I got that correct, that correct. Okay, I got all correct apart from Pittsburgh Knights versus Ghost. But the only correct score I got was Cloud9 versus Ghost.
Got ya.
Yeah. I think Shogun for EU went 0-5 with all of his. The right teams or something. Well, which is amazing. I've got so in our little Google Doc, I've got the table, my predictions, then points to talk about. NA, I had no points.
Turbo slotted in well.
Yeah, that'll do. Right.
We talked about Pittsburgh Knights being crackheads. There you go. That's our point. We talked about Pittsburgh Knights being crackheads.
Fair enough. Yeah, they are crackheads. EU. Right. Yes. That's good shit.
Yeah.
Right, so, the first game was Veloce, who shouldn't have been in the RLCS. They only got in because of the whole drama Triple Trouble lol. Versus Complexity. I predicted 3-1 Complexity. Cole predicted 3-1 Veloce.
Backed him, mate.
You backed him, mate, and you smashed it.
Yeah, I did. I just don't really back Complexity. I mean, it's easy to say that now after they were a bit shit. But I don't know. I feel for Veloce. I back him. I also don't approve of the wording that they shouldn't be in the RLCS. They should have been, then they shouldn't have been, and then shouldn't have been again. I know what you mean.
Very much, if we're going by the previous 7 seasons or whatever.
I know. I think we've got to the right people in the RLCS the wrong way, apart from poor old Tadpole. I know, mate. I know. That's a podcast in and of itself. We should get him on a podcast just to go through all of his unfortunate
things. I'm actually up for Tadpole. Hey, Tadpole, how you doing, mate?
Taddy P.
Hey, Taddy P. Oh, you good man. Welsh, aren't you? if you want to come on the podcast, shoot us a DM because, oh boy, we would love to have you. Anybody who knows Tadpole, tweet him saying, go on the subpar potty, see ya.
Mate, I want to write his fucking biography. My Side, the Tadpole Story.
So it started off when I was a sad child.
But yeah, so Veloce beat Complexity, which made me happy. I actually made a tweet apologising on behalf of my region for the state of that series. It was the worst series of Rocket League I've seen in quite some time, maybe since PSG versus
I think it was Barcelona they were against,
was
the one that was really shit.
Yeah,
the one from
the
like
worst series of
season was it last season,
2 seasons ago now.
And I want to find it because it was fucking dire.
It was just like there was no attacking intent from either team. It was basically both of them ping ponging for 5 minutes at a time. I think it went to 5 games as well. It was the very first one, yeah. I think it went to 5 games as well, annoyingly, which nobody wanted.
Oh, no, there wasn't. Unless I've just got the wrong one. Was it PSG Complexity?
That sounds right. Complexity again. That sounds right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think PSG won it in 5.
It was the third game of the season, but it was the first one with PSG.
Right.
And that sounds right. That is maybe, I think still, the most boring game, most boring series of Rocket League I've ever had the displeasure to witness in my life. It was awful.
The worst thing is that I had it on in my lounge. I lived at my last house with a few flatmates. I had it on in the lounge, and 2 of my flatmates who've never really got into Rocket League, they came in at the start of that series, and they were like, oh yeah, let's give this a watch. And as it developed, I was like, guys, I swear, this isn't what it's normally like. This is not a good example, I promise. And they were like, uh-huh. Anyway, see ya. And then the next one was a banger, of course. But Veloce Complexity reminded me of that way too much. But Veloce won out 3-1, as my predictions claimed.
Yeah, fair play. Oh, yeah, I still back Complexity to an extent. But I also get stuck in a rut. I was fucking backing Splice by the end of their run. So
yeah,
I'm not one to really trust with old-timey predictions in that regard, which is a shame. The next game, which I thought was absolutely wonderful, it was so fun, Barcelona versus Reciprocity. It was the first of 2 reverse sweeps this week. So it was 3-2 to Barcelona. Reciprocity obviously being the old PSG and Barcelona being Barcelona, but with Ronicky this time instead, who we'll be talking about later, by the way. And yeah, that ended up being a reverse sweep in favour of Reciprocity, which I think is very cool. I really like it. Cole, is the curse broken?
So that's a leading question. I saw you'd put that in the notes. Curse, broken question mark. Now you, Mr. Stumpy Goblin, have a long and fabled history of moaning at the term dynasty in esports.
Hate it because it does seem that
if any sort of org wins two events in a row, they are on their dynasty. They're in their era.
Is this the start of a dynasty?
And I can buy that. I can buy your hatred of that. And yet you are all too happy to write in our notes the question, curse broken, question mark? Curse is easily up there with dynasty for dumb esports words. If you and I are entering a 2v2 tournament, okay?
Yeah,
we get to the finals and I throw because I miss an easy fucking save. We're not cursed. Even if it happens twice, we're not cursed. We're shit at Rocket League. Stop using curse as a reason to justify every time you get reverse sweeped or anything, esports players.
I don't think
it's
a justification. I think it's the fact that PSG / Frontline / Reciprocity were fucking shit at holding a lead.
They were.
Like, just awful. And yes, obviously it's not a curse. Like, obviously it's not a curse. But I think that word still applies. I think it's still fine to say that. Equally, if somebody says, never use that word again, okay, fair enough.
I think it's too passive. They weren't passively shit at defending a lead when they went 2-0 up. They were actively shit at defending a lead when they went 2-0 up. And using curse...
You love your words.
Using curse implies that it's not their fault. Like, somehow, you know, the world shifts underneath them and it's not a problem of their mentality.
But what about when we're in game and you just miss a hit and you say, oh, unlucky?
That's because I'm a good teammate. But I wouldn't say that as a...
Oh, that's different. But it's not luck. It's not unlucky. It's because I'm shit.
Absolutely. Well, if you want, mate, if you prefer, I can call you shit every time you do something shit
right,
in Rocket League.
Okay, so it's one rule for us, another rule for them.
Yes, it is,
hell, mate.
Of course
Get
it is.
Back to the 50s.
In the same reason
fucking
that if you fucking concede a goal, you know, at 0 seconds or with 4 seconds left, you go, we got this, even though you know you haven't got this. It is different. Mate.
Oh, right, okay. Because if you're fairer, you're bad. Fair play.
All right, CJ.
Right, so reciprocity. By the way, I love that Pharaoh was embracing the Airbus meme.
Yeah, good man.
He was posting that. Love it. So yeah, reciprocity ended up getting that reverse sweep, and that was one of the best games this week.
It was
so good. It was so fun to watch. Third game score was only a 1-0. So it was 1-0 first game, 2-1 the second game. Then it was 1-0 reciprocity, 3-1 reciprocity, 1-0 reciprocity.
So tight.
Good shit, I love it. The next game was then Dignitas versus Veloce. Also, sorry, I should say, Cole, you predicted the 3-2 reciprocity.
At this point, I was 100%, yeah.
I went 3-0 reciprocity, but I said it would be a close good game. So I only predicted the latter half of the series because I thought that's what we were doing. The next one was then Veloce versus Dignitas. And fuck me, this was a shock to both of us, mate.
Yeah, it was. I really backed Dignitas this season. I think that Astral is going to come good just because he is so monstrously fantastic. And for a lot of that, it looked like it was going to happen. For the first two games, you were thinking, oh, Dignitas, wait, am I remembering? Was this one of reverse sweepers? I'm just trying to remember.
What are you thinking of?
Was this one a reverse? No, this one, Veloce went 2-0 up, then it was 2-all, and then 3-2 Veloce. Is that correct?
Let me have a quick look. So it was, 2-0 up. And then it was got to then 2-all. With, by the way, game 4 going to a 4-minute overtime. Then it was a 3-2 in game 3.
So that was it. So Veloce took the first two games. You're thinking, oh, God, Dignitas are going to continue their slide. And then they start playing and actually playing really well as well. I think games 3 and 4, they were, I mean, there was a long OT, but they always seem to have the control. And then all the way up to game 5, I've remembered now, game 5, they had the win until like 6 seconds left, didn't they?
Yes.
And then there was an equaliser, and then they didn't even take it to OT. They threw. No. Oh no, they're cursed.
It was such a throwaway for Dignitas.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I think it was like maybe 15 or 20 seconds left or something. And then it was one, because then, yeah, there were one goal up, it was 2-1. And then it was an equaliser with 6 seconds left, and Freaky scored. And then it just didn't even go to overtime and they lost. And that is such a meaty throw. I think that's going to really come back and bite Dignitas, unfortunately.
Yeah, it well could.
But I still believe. I really still believe. I think Astral is so welcome to being moulded. I think he's going to be well up for that. And when it comes down to it, Panda is ultimately a very, very good captain. My best mate, Violent Panda, 2-time world champion. He's a very, very good captain and handsome and has a very symmetrical penis.
Yeah.
Actually nuts, because they're also symmetrical. but yeah, so I went 3-0 Dignitas for that. That was big. And you went 3-1 Dignitas. And ended up, it was 3-2 to Veloce. Who
fair
now,
play to them. Fair play to
them. I am worried for them because do you remember how Mals did?
I do.
Like last season, and they won their first, or two seasons ago, whatever.
Season six, yeah.
And they won their first two games. Yeah. And they fucking threw away literally all the others.
And then they didn't go into relegation because of that first week.
Yeah, and a lot has fucking dodged it again. Like, joining Mals. Fucking hell. I'm worried for them. I hope they don't do that because they're a very, very good team. Because one of the reasons why I didn't think they'd do very well this week, I thought they'd go 0-2, but they went 2-0, is because they had some Twitter drama of their own. There was a post from Niels basically saying, that from obviously previous over Veloce roster a while ago, who was then replaced with Cassio in the end, basically saying, look, this all happened. He posted this, I think, on Saturday he posted it, so before the NA one. And he basically said, right, what's happened here is, blah, 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 they didn't tell me they were trying other people out, they didn't let me know, you should tell your third that you're going to be kicking them. And then they said that Cassio ended up joining, and then they apparently lied to Cassio about something or other by saying to Niels that they didn't actually want him, and that he was only there to get them the spot to then go into the RLCS and all that stuff after Triple Trouble, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, we spoke about the whole Tadpole Ronicky side of this, and briefly Cassio by being a fucking mastermind, the puppeteer above it all, and staying in the RLCS. But yeah, in the end, Veloce are there. And Niels Cook seemed to be a little bit salty about that, and I can sort of get why. It seemed like there was reasons behind it that I'm not going to discredit him for. And then I think it was Tigray who ended up responding to... Was it Tigray? Is Tigray on Veloce? Isn't he? No, Flame.
No, Veloce is Flame and Freaky.
Flame and Freaky, Cassie. Yeah. I think thinking Tigray because of the whole Mouse thing from before, and that was, yeah. Had its own dramas. Yeah, I think it was then Flame then responded to all of this by saying that basically... I don't know what the fuck he's on about. Like, and then he posted a twitlonger of his own in response to a twitlonger. And then Niels comes back with another twitlonger. And at that point, I just didn't fucking care. Like, if you can't sum up your points in one twitlonger each, I'm done. Like, there was just so much that went on. And then Niels Cook sort of shot himself in the foot a little bit. Because he put at the bottom... of one of his twitlongers, or at some point in there, saying, good luck in RLCS, you'll need it. And then week one, they go 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sort of thing, like, whenever that happens in football, if a manager comes out and says, you know, Arsenal are the worst they've been since I've been following football, right? The Arsenal manager, the fans always say to the Arsenal manager, there's your team talk. You take their words and you tell your team, oh, the manager for the other team has said this, prove him wrong. Niels Cook has done exactly that. He has provided the Veloce team talk the day before RLCS, going, we've got to prove this guy wrong. That is how we go into it. That is the fire that we've got to have. And it's worked out so well for Veloce. Like we saw with their game against Dignitas, you know, it seemed that all hope had gone. It seemed they'd thrown. They must have been tempted to give up. And yet they fought on and ended up clutching the win. You cannot speak enough about how important that is in Rocket League.
Yeah. I mean, Freaky's been criticised for his mentality previously. But if this is the Freaky that we see going forwards, and he's going to be this strong, even in the massive face of adversity, down two goals with his team, after having all that pressure on him from Niels Cook and everybody replying to Niels Cook supporting him, I'm very, very impressed with Freaky's mentality there. It seems like he's had a real turnaround. He's had a similar character arc to Bluey in that way, by being a bit of a tilty, dickheady mess, to then turning it around and actually being a really, really strong player, identifying where his pitfalls have previously been and then acting against them and then coming out on top. So fair play to Freaky there entirely for presumably leading that charge, because I think he's the captain. But yeah, fair play. Any more to say on that?
No.
No? Cool, perfect. Next game was then Brenner Vitality versus Complexity. Again, I had high-ish hopes for Complexity here. I thought they'd take it to Game 5, but Vitality would take it in the end. You thought it would be a 3-0 to Vitality. And
yeah, I thought they'd have it clean.
Yeah, in the end, it ended up being a 3-1 with Complexity. They ended up taking the second game.
Yeah, so this is actually as Gregan predicted. Gregan turned up in our chat and said hello. And instantly we were like, Gregan, make a prediction, Gregan! So we forced him to. We fucking, you know, tied him up and said, Gregan, make a prediction and we'll let you go. And he said 3-1 Vitality. And that was the result. So I'm not saying they threw game two, so Gregan could be correct in the old subpar bit in HD Twitch prediction, but it would seem a likely story. But yeah, the result was pretty much as what I think pretty much everybody expected.
Yeah,
it wasn't the
cleanest. Strongest team in Europe, ultimately.
But it wasn't their cleanest display. They did what had to be done. Ultimately, they beat the team in front of them. They didn't have to play at their fluent best. Scrub Killer scored a sick flip reset. Everything is as expected.
I mean, looking at the scores, it was 4-2 game one, and at that point I thought, oh, that's a lot of goals. You can't be letting in that
open.
Many complexity.
It was open, yeah.
Then it was a 1-0 complexity. And then games 3 and 4 were both overtimes, just going over to 2.5 minutes. So it was 1-0 and then 2-1. So complexity, they were one goal off, two games in a row, beating Vitality. And that is a really, really strong showing from them.
Yeah, they certainly showed that they can tighten up at the back. I never really felt that Complexity were about to win either of the OTs. You know what I mean? It did feel a little bit like Vitality were barreling down upon them and any second Complexity would hold. But the fact that they can come up against the best attack in EU, perhaps the world, and take it to OT, conceding one, maybe two goals, after conceding four in the first game, is a good thing for them defensively. So maybe that is something that Complexity can build upon and say, look, let's be tight as hell, sneak a 1 or 2-0 win with a piece of Flake's magic.
I mean, I think the one of the big takeaways from this as well is the fact that that's now one out of seven series they've lost. And that means that they are immediately going into the season on quite a big back foot because their performance on the day wasn't quite up to par. And they don't have the chance to sort of redeem that when they play Vitality again, because they now won't this season. I think just the fact that it's a single round robin is a shame. And people have obviously discussed this previously on other podcasts and YouTube videos and Twitch and what have you. But I think it's a shame that it's come down to it just going to one game and one series rather. I think, again, just to push it and a double round robin, then Complexity can learn from it, and then you get an adaptative season.
One of them, yeah.
Where they need to like basically just adapt to the team that's in front of them. Yeah, and they can't just like play them once, because I don't even know if they played them at like DreamHack, for example, because there's so many teams that entered that it's unlikely that they did. But you need to think just how much that one series is a boon to a team once they've lost it right at the start.
Well, especially as they lost their first two games by losing to Veloce as well. Like, that's
forgot that even happened. So
it's
now
a really tough beginning for Complexity.
That's now 2 out of 7 that they've lost.
It's very tricky.
Yeah, very harsh. Final game that went on was our other reverse sweep. What a fucking series this was as well.
Yeah.
So TSM versus Mouse. It was 2-0 to Mouse. And then TSM win 3 in a row. Me and Cole both had it as 3-2 Mouse. So we got to game 5. But the way that they went into OT, so the way that they went into game 3 to then get the reverse sweep at all, is that Metsonorus started an air dribble at 0 seconds around the halfway line. He might have even been in his own half, I didn't quite see, to set up a teammate on 0 seconds to then get that goal to then, I think, take them to overtime. Which is a ridiculous thing to do.
Yeah, so I remember when we were discussing this one on the stream, everyone agreed this was the game to watch. For some reason, TSM versus Mouse was just jumping out as it was going to be a 5-game thriller. We both went 3-2 on the side of Mouse. It looked like it was going to be the easiest 3-0 that you have ever seen. TSM weren't even in it.
It was 3-1, then 5-1.
And then suddenly, 0 seconds in game number 3, TSM steal the OT. I still thought at that point that Mouse would laugh it off as much as they can with a wry smile and smash game 4. But suddenly TSM started playing. Alpha woke up and scored about 19 goals in a row.
I think they said in that series, maybe like from game 3 or something, every single goal was either an alpha goal or an alpha assist.
Mental.
For TSM. Like, it became Alpha versus Mouse.
Yeah.
And Mouse just didn't. They couldn't get past that. Like, holy fuck, Alpha's good.
There he is. They weren't even beautiful goals. It's not like they were solo plays. He was just always seemed to find himself in the perfect position at the right time as well.
Yeah.
So it's like intelligence rather than mechanical skill that made him that quality.
Yeah, it very much reminds me of like Turbo in that way. Like, not necessarily the mechanic side of things.
No, I know what you mean.
But the positioning side of things, where Tobo is just in the right place. Whatever reason, he's just found himself in the perfect place. And Alpha just did that consistently over and over and over again. And yeah, they ended up taking then the following games 2-1, 2-1. And if you're going to go back and watch any of these series, I would wholeheartedly recommend TSM versus Mouse, because although now you know it's a reverse sweep, sorry, lol, like, it is... It was so fun to watch. I really, really enjoyed that game. And I did feel bad for Mouse. Like, games 1 and 2, they were punishing every single TSM mistake. And they, again, there were so many, like, rolling goals. Same with the Dignitas, or any game versus Complexity. So the Vitality versus Complexity, where the ball would just roll towards the net and just somebody would be just too far away. And they just couldn't quite reach it. But again, TSM... So Mouse ended up adapting to that and got 2 wins to begin with.
Yeah, I don't feel too sorry for Mouse. I think they should have still been able to see that one away. The fact that they were so reliant on AR Curse, you're right. Yeah, fair. Let's leave it at that.
But yeah, no, I think great series. Really enjoyed it.
Another series that's I'd certainly recommend worth watching would be Reciprocity versus FC Barcelona. What a performance, what a turnaround from Reciprocity. And the good thing is that everyone played well, which led to a really interesting, close, entertaining, hard-fought series.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone played well.
Thank you, yeah. Everyone had fun.
No, everyone played well in that series, even for Barcelona.
Yep. Okay. And so?
Just wondering if you got anything to say. If that leads to anything, if that link that I've just fed you...
No. I think ultimately everybody did play well for Barcelona.
But...
One play that wasn't so good was on Twitter afterwards. Right. I don't know if... Firstly, has this annoyed you as much as me before we get into what it is?
Far from removed from it annoying me, I saw it and thought of you.
Okay, fair enough. Respect.
Because I know this is the beef that you have.
So... This is something that I want to call Stumpy's Player of the Week. But the week is spelled W-E-A-K.
Don't get it.
Instead of W-E-E-K, because every week I'm going to call out a weak player.
I don't get that.
In whatever way. So like an RLCS pro, like, what?
I'm confused.
So Player of the Week, W-E-A-K.
I'm not going to get it.
Okay, fair enough. So it could be like an in-game thing, or just something stupid, or out of game. Literally, who knows? My first, my targets have been set. My red dot is on Ronicky. Right. So, just to preface this, I love Ronicky. I think he's great. He's a fun person to be near. He's got a great attitude, typically. He is, I think, a very, very good person and all that stuff. But fucking Christ. I hate when pros on Twitter... moan and calling themselves like shit or washed or something like that. Justin, fuck off, right? he's been saying for a while, I'm in a slump. You can just fuck yourself. What a stupid thing to say. I hate that, right? Because objectively speaking, you're just not. Like, you are one of the best players in the world right now, Justin. And Ronicky and Fortune went down that same path, okay? Because after his game versus Reciprocity, where they obviously ended up getting reverse swept, which is a shame, he tweeted saying, we lose 2-3 to Team Reciprocity in a reverse sweep. GG to them, they played well. At that point, cut the tweet
off. Fair play so far?
That's a good tweet. Fair play, they played well, good stuff. He then double-entered and then continued.
I want to say sorry to our supporters, to my teammates, and to FCB for the past results. It's not easy, and I don't take this lightly. I know I am a disappointment to everyone, and I am truly sorry.
Fuck off! What do you mean? Right, put out a tweet saying you're not happy with your performance, but you'll work on it. Like, say, end of the day, Team Reciprocity, they got the reverse sweep. GG's, exactly as you said, they played well. Next week, hopefully, we can come back stronger. Something like that. Something cliche as fuck. I don't care. Just something real basic. The thing that annoys me about this the most is that you've never, and Carl, please correct me if I'm wrong here, because you pay attention to football more than me. You would never see a professional athlete post after a football match, LMAO, I'm so fucking washed, GG's Liverpool. Like, you'd never see like Harry Kane just saying, I'm so fucking washed, I'm in a slump.
What I would say, though, to be fair... is your average footballer, the sort of footballer that you'd hear of and care about, has had media training and has a team of sports psychologists behind him. Ronak Ears is some bloke in front of his computer. So do bear that in mind in the name of fairness.
I bear that in mind, and I still think it's a stupid tweet.
I agree.
I think we might have said it on a podcast even, but at least in our like Facebook chat or on stream, we've said sports psychologists, if a team gets them in and they change a team's mentality, they win worlds. I think Speedy mentioned it on Twitter yesterday I saw. He said, do we need a sports psychologist? I don't know. But yeah, you do. Yeah. It's something to consider, obviously, but Christ, what an awful tweet, right? Firstly, it's your job to be professional. Even if you've had no media training and you've had no like consideration of, okay, what should I tweet, what should I not tweet? It's your job. You're representing FC Barcelona. I can't speak for what support they give the players, obviously, but you need to consider what your words mean, in what context, and who they end up representing. If somebody from like the standard, like the Rocket League stream or whatever, they then see, I like Ronica. I thought he played quite well in that game. Let's go look at his Twitter and I'll go follow him. Because that's how a lot of these guys get their social media like pushed and stuff. And then they see that tweet. If I'm that person, I get turned off immediately. I think that's just crying.
Well, Stumpy, mate, I've got a little game for you, okay?
Okay.
It's called the tweet response game, where I read a tweet response and you have to guess who it was from. I've got a couple lined up that you should be able to guess.
Is this to this tweet, I presume?
To Ronicky's tweet, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
First one. Chill TF out. It's the first game of the season. Learn and improve. Don't be dramatic. XO.
That's me, that.
That is you, that. That's got
that
70 likes. Wait a minute. 71. Boosh.
Oh,
the second
that?
One,
that...
yeah, so that's a little freebie to get you started.
Are you happy with that response?
I am. I think that's a good one. Genuinely. Okay. But this is the second response. Okay. This is made 41 minutes ago.
Okay, nice and recent.
A small trip along the way does not define you, at Ronak ERL. We all fall down once in a while, but it's important that we stand back up and carry on forward. We got you, buddy! Exclamation mark.
Is that Michael fucking Caine in Batman? That sounds like Alfred saying, "Well, we fall whilst away, so we can pick ourselves back up."
You're close, actually. You're really close. It's at FCB Esports with a tick.
Christ!
Barcelona saw his tweet and responded with their overt positivity.
Can you read it again, sorry?
A small trip along the way does not define you, at Ronak ERL.
Master way.
We all fall down once in a while, but it's important that we stand back up and carry on forward. We got you, buddy.
We've got you, Master way. Okay, I think that is such a soppy reply. That is ultimately a team supporting their player. Fine. I get why they've replied.
Okay.
I just don't think they should have done.
You'd rather they told them to fuck off and get over it.
No, I would have rather just didn't reply. I think the best thing they can do is not reply to a tweet that awful.
But Stumpy, he is their player. We
and
discussed
talk to
this
him in private.
We just no right, but we discussed this when Triple Trouble split up, right? And we were trying to get into Ronicky's head and try and think the way he has, and we were saying that Dion, that his teammates need to learn what makes Ronicky tick because he has the talent. And ultimately, even if you're thinking, God, what a cockhead, you still have to put that to one side and go, no, the best thing for the team is if I suck it up and say, oh, it's all right, mate, you played really well, whatever he needs to hear. Do you not think that is Barcelona telling him what he needs to hear and that's okay?
Why in public, though? Why not just send that message to him and just say, look, mate, don't worry about it. End of the day, you're our player, blah, blah, blah. Even quote Michael fucking Caine if you want to.
Sure.
Like, I think there's no point. I'm not against that being public by any means, but I just don't know why they bothered replying. Where, if it's just a thing of them keeping their image good and they're set and then they're thinking, oh, fucking hell, he's tweeted this, right? Let's get someone else so we then support him or whatever. Obviously, they do support him. But I think it's just the fact that it's so dramatic. Like, if that was, say, in the grand finals of RLCS, or, like, that they got reverse swept and so they didn't make it to LAN, or some really important, a specifically important match, then I would get it more. And I don't think I'd hate it. I really don't think I'd hate it. But it's the first game of week one on your new team. Get a grip. Like, I'm so sorry if you're listening to this, Ronicky. I'm so sorry.
Get a grip.
Imagine if Barcelona just said, get a grip, full stop.
Get a fucking grip. Jesus. No, but I think it's because it was just so blown out of proportion. It was such a dramatic tweet.
And you're not the only one who responded. You're not the only one who's responded saying it's the first game what you're on about, by any means.
It's just so out of proportion for the first game. And him saying, I know I'm a disappointment to everyone and I'm truly sorry. That is such a gross dramatisation of the real situation. Nobody is going to be saying, you're a big disappointment. And maybe there's like something else going on in his head. And I'm sorry if there is. And I'm just taking this tweet as an isolated incident. I'm not considering necessarily the context around it of his personal life.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Ronicky so much. And it annoys me when players who I consider to think have a head screwed on and you see this loose-headed tweet come out.
Yeah, no, I feel you completely. He needs a quiet arm round the shoulder is what he needs.
Fully agree.
In all seriousness. It's slightly
fucking
worrying.
Sick.
He is fucking sick. He's such a good striker. He can put shots on target that other people would fluff and hit the crossbar with. He's so consistent with his shooting. And he's lost to reciprocity as well. Like, fucking reciprocity. They're what, top three EU?
Yeah.
Comfortably.
And like they just won the previous DreamHack.
DreamHack,
like,
wasn't it?
They are sick. Don't do that. And this goes to any pro player. If I'd have got Speed for this previously, like Speed tweets out bullshit all the fucking time.
Mm.
Like, let's just look at Speed's Twitter. Speed all just tweets out random shit, and it's like, No, right, actually, tell you what, Speed, you're a legend. What a tweet I've just seen that I liked apparently last night.
Make it quick, because I got to go, mate.
Okay. Nonetheless, we played really well and I'm happy with the performance. Shame to lose in that way, I guess. GG's to TSM and I'm still confident in us for the rest of league play.
Oh,
what a great tweet.
But that's how he genuinely feels, though. You can't control...
Maybe, but that should still be the filter you run everything through.
Fair enough. I see your beef. I do see your beef. I certainly think that Ronicky needs a hug from someone. If anyone knows Ronicky, give him a hug. A really genuine, lovely
hug. I'll be giving
you
a big hug at Madrid. I hope he's
exactly
there.
Yeah, me too.
So that's the end of Stumpy's Player of the Week. Week spelled W-E-A-K, not W-E-E-K, because RSCS do a feature called Player of the Week, like the MVP type thing. But this is Player of the Week, so the weakest player in some
way. Yeah, I do have to go. I do have to go.
Okay, right, cool. All right, thanks, Carl. That was good. That was a nice little roundup.
It was.
Of RCS.
I'm worried that this time next week. I'm worried that this time next week, I'm not gonna have anything to moan about, and I'm gonna be passive and dull again.
We'll find something, mate.
You spelled athlete wrong. It's athlete. Well, I'm gonna rant about
that
next week. There's no
okay,
e,
right, you're
going to
rant about me spelling athlete wrong.
Like an absolute dickhead, yeah.
Mate, he didn't correct me. He didn't put a little red squiggly.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't do that, actually. I'm going to give that a goog. Maybe there's two spellings and I'm wrong all along. And that's, I can rant about that.
Oh, I'm excited. Hang on, we're not ending.
Elite.
We're not ending before we find this out.
No, did you mean athlete? Yeah, I did.
Fuck, okay, GG, well played. Yeah, GG. All right, thanks everyone. If you have any thoughts on what we've spoken about, again, it's going to be on Reddit, it's going to be on YouTube, pop comments there. And if you want to listen to any of the previous ones, then go on Spotify and YouTube and iTunes. It's not on Google Play, but apparently it is, so I don't really get that. But yeah, this is thanks to our patrons for making this possible in the first place. So thank you, everybody. If you want to go support us, search Subpub NHD Patreon. Otherwise, Cole, any final words?
I am still looking forward to the RLCS LAN.
So am I. I think it's going to be fucking sick.
It is.
All right. Cheers, team. Have a good one.
Bye.